It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to a very special program today. For the next hour, we are going to shine the Border Crossing spotlight on wedding songs. Many celebrities over the years have tied the knot, said I do, and gotten married, fallen in love. We're going to play a song that means a lot to them. It means enough that it was selected to be their wedding song. Today's show is produced for us by Veronica Yin. So I invite you to sit back and get ready for a special Border Crossings program. It's wedding songs coming up on The Voice of America. Let's start it off with this wedding song for Beyonce and Jay-Z. And wouldn't you know, they're singing their own crazy song at their own crazy wedding.
Yes.
Hey, it's Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
That's Beyonce and Jay-Z with Crazy in Love. That is their wedding song. They got married 10 years ago. It's the second time that Beyonce and Jay-Z have worked together. They're currently on the Run 2 tour, and they just put out a new album together, which is all inspired about their 10-year marriage. And actually, they were a couple several years before they got married. They've won a number of Grammy Awards, and if you put their combined income together, you'll find they are worth over $1 billion. I'm Larry London. Get ready for an hour of wedding songs, celebrity wedding songs. This next one is for the former president and his first lady, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. They first met in 1989, and apparently Barack Obama was an associate at a Chicago law firm. They're always talking about marriage and marriage goals and romantic moments, and we've seen many between this first couple. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have chosen Stevie Wonder, You and I, as their wedding song.
Here we are on earth together, it's you and I. God has made us for love, it's true. I've really found someone like you. Will it stay, the love you feel for me? Will it say that you will be by my side? Till my life is through. Well, in my mind, we can conquer the world and love you and I. I am glad, at least in my life, I found someone that may not be here forever to see me through. But I found strength in you. I only pray that I have shown you a brighter day, because that's all that I am living for. You see, don't worry what happens to me. Cause in my mind, you will stay here always, and love you and I, you and I, you and I. Get
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is now you're in the world. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a girl who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
Was Ellie Goulding with Your Song, a song selection from the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, the most talked about wedding since 2011. And it's a fairy tale love story between Kate Middleton and Prince William, where apparently she caught his eye when she walked in that infamous university fashion show. April 29th celebrated their 7th wedding anniversary and their brand new addition to their lives, Prince George, who's 4, Prince Charlotte, who's 2, and their newborn son, Louis Arthur Charles. And that song was Ellie Goulding, Your Song. Coming up next, it's David and Victoria Beckham. Victoria, once of the Spice Girls, David, one of the most famous football players of all time, and one of the most famous lavish weddings of the 90s. They had 437 people behind the scenes to make sure the wedding went off as smoothly as possible. And their 1999 wedding reportedly cost close to $1 million. Here's their wedding song. It's the Starlight Orchestra with It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who mm-hmm. make me be true. Just to be sad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen, might never be mean, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still. It had to be. Wonderful you. It had to be you. Try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Cause nobody else gave me a thrill with all your. had to be you. Wonderful you. It had to be
listening to a special Border Crossings program. Today we're focusing on wedding songs, weddings of celebrities such as Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. And we just heard Sia with Chandelier. And Jennifer's been a very famous actress. She became famous from the TV show Friends, playing Rachel Green between 1994 and 2004, and earned her an Emmy Award, a Golden Globe Award, a Screen Actors Guild Award. Many magazines have added Jennifer Aniston to their most beautiful women list. The two of them got engaged in 2012. They married August 5th, 2015, and then they decided to go their separate ways and announce their divorce back in February of this past year. Jennifer Aniston, Justin Theroux, and Sia with Chandelier. We're continuing with the wedding songs. I'm Larry London, and coming up, I've got a song for you. Actually, it was a song for Justin Timberlake and his actress wife, Jessica Biel, who have been married for 11 years. A few years ago, they welcomed Silas Randall. Jessica Biel said, "Thank goodness there aren't enough words to express all aspects of my love and respect for Justin." And Justin's response was, "You have taught me so much about what true love means." So Donny Hathaway and a song for you, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Here's your wedding song.
I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages. 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see there's no one more important to me? Singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Song.
Oh,
That's the sound of U2 and All I Want Is You, a wedding song request from Amy Smart and Carter Oosterhaus, who married at their home in Traverse City, Michigan. They met at an environmental conference. The eco-friendly wedding was mixed with vintage elements and loads of rustic charm, including a half a bag of trash from that very same day where 220 guests attended their wedding, composing of just about anything that they could find and put it in the bag of trash. Amy Smart, Carter Oosterhaus, and that was you too. My name's Larry London. It's Wedding Songs for Celebrities. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Say what you will about both of them. Both of them are rich and famous and successful in their own right. Kim Kardashian is a part of the Kardashians and their legacy on reality television. Kanye West has been putting out hit songs and making his line of fashion and tennis shoes for a while now. And the two of them got married a number of years ago. They have several children together. And it was, in fact, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West who performed at a legendary wedding. So here is a song sung by John Legend called All of Me. And John Legend said that this song was written for his own wife, Chrissy Teigen, who cried when she first heard it. So let's now check out the wedding song for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, John Legend, All of Me, here on Border Crossings.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me. But I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. All your perfect imperfections. give your all to me. I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Oh.
Hey, this is John Legend. You're listening to Larry London.
Border Crossing.
Last time I saw you, we just split in two. You was looking at me,
was looking at you. You had a way so familiar, I could not recognize, cause you had blood on your face. I had blood in my eyes, but I could swear by your expression that the pain down in your soul.
It's Hedwig and the Angry Inch from The Origin of Love, a wedding song from Christina Hendricks and Jeffrey Arend, who met at a private club in Los Angeles. He was running late. Everyone was waiting for him to show up. She went home. She Googled him, and apparently he came in high on energy, charming, funny. They have a 2-week rule, so they don't allow 2 weeks to go by without each of them seeing each other. So Christina Hendricks and Jeffrey Arend and their wedding song, Hedwig and the Angry Inch from The Origin of Love. I'm Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings. We're just about out of time, but we do have enough time for one more wedding song. And this one happens to be Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner's choice for a wedding song. Ivanka, the first daughter of President Trump, met in 2007. The two of them apparently were at a networking lunch, which is arranged by Donald Trump's longtime business partner. And the two of them began dating quickly. And apparently it was a slow courtship. They split up in 2008 because of religious differences. Couldn't get engaged until Trump converted to Judaism because Jared Kushner is Jewish. Then they did reconcile, worked it out, and they got married at the Trump National Golf Club in New Jersey in 2009. They now have 3 young children, and Jared works in the White House for President Trump, so does Ivanka Trump. Let's check out David Gray with This Year's Love.
This year's love, it made a list. Heaven knows it's high time. I've been waiting on my own. And when you hold me like you do, it feels so right. Oh, now I start to forget how my heart gets torn when that hurt gets thrown. Feeling like you can't go on. Turning circles and time again, cut like a knife. Oh, now, if you love me, I got to know for sure. Cause it takes something more this time than sweet, sweet lies. Oh, now, before I. Love it, better list.
That was David Gray, this year's Love, a wedding song for Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. My name is Larry London, and wow, we're out of time already. I thank you so much for joining us. I want to remind you that Border Crossings does normally take requests and dedications, which we hope to do very soon and get your request on. One way you can get us a request is to send it to our Facebook page. Please go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can send us a request and a dedication. And remember, it takes a couple of days to get it on. If we have it, we'll be sure to play it for you, keep it clean and appropriate, and give us a couple of days to find the song for you. I do want to take a second here to thank Veronica Yin, who is an intern producing today's show. And she comes to us from the University of Wisconsin. She's been working very hard for us all summer. So thank you very much, Veronica, for your hard work and the script today in putting together the show. My name is Larry London. We will be back again tomorrow. So please do join Border Crossings at 1500 Universal, where you can always hear your favorite songs. Today, it was wedding songs. Thanks for listening. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.